Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Following our song today, we will share a message from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Defining love is so important to understanding the essential characteristics of living in Christ and for Him. Living like Jesus Christ would live. Please join us for our study.
I love you, written in red, in letters of crimson, God wrote His love on a hillside so long, long ago. Love's greatest story was told. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love. Same hands that suffered and bled, giving all He had to give, a message so easily read. I love. I love you, that's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you, I love you. Precious is the flow, precious that makes me white as snow. There's no other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I love you, I love you, that's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, written in red.
I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 13, beginning with verse 1. This is the Apostle Paul's description and definition of the highest of all qualities of life. He defines for us the character of love. He says, this is the most excellent way of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Fact is, it is the only way to serve Jesus with a motive that is pure and pleasing to Him. And so we read from Scripture, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Often a portion of these scriptures are read during wedding ceremonies. They certainly are very appropriate for such occasions, as love must be the main ingredients in the marriage relationship. We should, however, recognize that love must be the motivator for all relationships of life. The parent-child, brother-to-brother, friend-to-friend, and as Jesus has taught us, even as a person to one's enemies. When the Apostle John wrote his letters that are included in our New Testaments, he described God as love. He didn't just say that God has love for us, but rather that God is love. To have John refer to God in this way gives support to what Paul was saying in his reading from 1 Corinthians 13. John also tells us that God has loved us first, and that we learn to love because He has loved us. John writes about our behavior coming from love. He says that if we love God, we will then do His will. I think that also supports what Paul was writing about when he says love acts in certain ways. Love is demonstrated by action. Being patient and kind are behaviors that come from love. Having a void of being rude and proud and boastful is also evident that love motivates us to not behave in ungodly ways. Perhaps you remember that near the closing scene from the movie Radio, the coach who had befriended the young man who had mentally challenged was addressing some of the people in town who were sympathetic with the situation. The coach told them that as much as he loved football, that it was not as important. What was important was the needs of a young man who thought they were helping. But instead, he told them that they were not teaching radio. He was teaching them. I love the quote from the coach. The way he treats all of us all the time is the way we wish we treated each other just part of the time. Now, I know if you have not seen that particular movie, my reference may not have an impact upon your thoughts as it could. But if you have, you will know that what I mean. Radio loved people unconditionally. He wanted the best for others. He was willing always to help out. He did not have a pride or an ego that had to be petted. He was never one to seek his own way and demand it. He kept no record of all wrongs that were done to him by others. He returned a blessing in response to the harsh unkindness he received. He wanted everything to be right with everyone all the time and did whatever he could to make it that way. He protected others because of this unconditional love. Paul was a man of God who had laid his life down in service to the Heavenly Father. He had traveled the roads of the Roman world preaching the word. He had suffered great persecution for claiming Jesus as the risen Savior. He was well acquainted with sacrifice, and he explains to us that unless we all give of ourselves in service to God and others through a love, then the motive is not the pure motive that needs to prompt such a lifestyle. God does not ask all of us to travel the world to spread the gospel. He does not ask all of his followers to suffer injustices, be beaten, held in prison, run out of towns, and live with dangers and brand marks of Jesus on our bodies. He does ask us that we love as he has loved us. He calls us all to learn how to treat one another like he treats us. He has asked that we demonstrate in human form what he is in his eternal nature. By having love motivate our actions and our reactions to life, we can shine the light of God in this dark world. If we would learn to love unconditionally, what a gracious world it could be. I would hope our message today will help us to see the beauty of love and what it truly is. We must come to God to find it, to understand it, and to be empowered by it. I pray you are living life with that kind of love. If not, we will gladly share more about Jesus and his great love with you, that we might all walk in the pathway of love.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.